Good evening, and welcome to Release Your Wings. Do you sometimes make promises to yourself that you have a hard time keeping? Well, tonight we're going to talk about keeping our resolutions. I'm Dan Bagley, and I'm interviewing Shireen Chadha. Good evening, Shireen.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure always to be here with you.
I enjoy it as well. So let's talk about this. How do we keep our resolutions in a better way than so many people? New Year's resolutions, I read recently, about 35% of the people report they don't even get off the starting blocks. by the end of the day, they've already blown it. So
There's a few practical things that I've worked. Actually, I started doing this a couple of years ago, is I always get an accountability partner. And in the accountability partner, they know that what my resolutions are and that I am accountable to them. I call them up and say I did it or didn't do it. That was one thing that helped. And the other thing that helped is I shouldn't wait till tomorrow or even tonight to do it. If I say, like, let's say I say I'm going to meditate half an hour a day, then I actually sit down and meditate even for 5 minutes, even for a few seconds right now.
So you don't put it off. You say, let me just do at least some of it right now.
Some of it right now.
Yeah. Let me come back to that accountability partner, because I really believe that that may be a huge piece, because a lot of the cheating we do on our commitments to ourselves, we do because no one else is looking of sorts, which the great irony is, at least my belief is, the way to believe in yourself is to believe yourself. And if you constantly tell yourself fibs, if you go back on your word, then how do you trust that you can do anything?
It's not about anyone else.
We
lose so much enjoyment out of life if we keep doing things we're not consistent with what we said we would do.
Right. But having an accountability partner at least puts it out on the external to where we say, okay, I will commit to be honest, and I will tell them whether I do these things. You know, some people, if they're quitting smoking or are eating better or whatever the thing is, peer groups can either be your support or they can be your downfall with, oh, come on, you can just have some of this.
Oh, I know. It's such a hard thing, isn't it? When people do that, you know, like, I feel there are two things that we really need determination to keep our resolutions. And these two things is determination. Is once is, it's not possible, maybe I can do it, maybe I can't do it. We need to get that out. I have to have the determination. I will do it, and I am going to do it.
And you make that ahead of time.
Yeah, exactly. And it's possible because other people are doing it.
Exactly.
And the other thing I've noticed is people come and tell you, oh, but it's so ritualistic, meditation, why do you get up every day and do it? And I feel that's the other determination I need to have is, yes, even if it's ritualistic, even I'm not going to miss a day because it's going to make a difference in my life.
Well, that's the other piece, because once we form patterns that are nourishing to us, missing meditation isn't like, oh, I didn't do my chore. Missing meditation is I didn't get to that spot. I didn't get to that good centering calm that I need to make the rest of my day better.
Right. And I feel that when people come and take you away from these, like, really good things that you're doing, well, keep your distance.
Well, and they're doing it often for the most naive and innocent reasons, because it doesn't make sense to them.
I feel many times it's like they're feeling better about it, too.
They're feeling better that they're exerting control, or feeling better that...
They're feeling better that they don't do it, so it's okay.
Oh, I see. So if you eat badly, that makes my eating badly less bad.
Less bad, exactly.
I like that. What's the role of mindfulness in keeping?
Good question. Yeah. The one thing that I was thinking is the seed of not keeping our resolution actually is laziness.
Mm-hmm.
And laziness just doesn't go away just like that. You have to have a meditative practice for laziness to go away. Some kind of a very strong motivator. And a meditative practice is actually a pretty strong motivator. And if I teach myself to, if I stay in peace, I teach myself very peacefully, then it's possible. Through me staying peaceful and teaching myself peacefully, not being harsh on yourself and very peacefully telling yourself, no, no, not this, this, do this, do that. And I feel if I take that courage, right, that I am saying, no, today I'm going to get up and do this. What I've noticed is I get a thousandfold help from God.
Yeah. So here, there are two things that come to mind on this, because there's different ways of breaking resolutions. One of them is, for example, we often mindlessly eat the wrong food or eat too much of it and the like. But if we're mindful, then the chatter, the cacophony, the distractions fade away, which the meditation, as you're talking, helps that go away. And the food actually, bite for bite, tastes better, feels better in our mouth. We're not watching television while we feed ourselves and losing track of how much we ate. The other thing, though, which relates to the laziness, it seems to me is the only time I should not ask, should I get out of bed at when I get up at 5? Should I not get up at 5? Is it 5 o'clock? I have to decide ahead of time.
Right, and sleep early.
Yeah, and get to bed to get enough sleep. But the worst time to say is, do I feel like getting up, is in the present tense, because the answer is almost no, almost always no.
Yeah, sleep is actually a very powerful thing to overcome.
Yeah.
If you have the habit of sleeping at 5 and you think you want to change that pattern, it takes a long time to change that pattern.
Yeah. Now, let me say that I'm the late sleeper in this conversation. Shireen gets up at 4 to do her meditation. So I feel like I just, you know, I'm admitting that I sleep in till 5.
Whenever we wake up, I feel the thing that being peaceful and teaching myself very, very peacefully. The other thing is courage. And in courage, what I mean is, let's say I decided I want to meditate for 5 minutes right now. And I was able to just meditate for 1 minute and all my thoughts went everywhere. It's okay. Just have the courage to start and have the courage to keep going.
Yeah.
And I feel that courage gives us the power to keep our resolutions. Because no one starts off perfect.
Right.
And I feel that expectation that we have, that we should be perfect instantly, I think that's something else that we really need to revisit that.
That's an interesting thing, because that means our perfectionistic tendencies undermine our ability to keep our resolutions.
There are a few other things.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. You know, if I my vision of myself is so, you know, like I'm there and I'm not, that I'm perfect, I'm better, I'm so good.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, I feel if you do anything for show, it's not coming from my really core authentic self. Even if I'm doing the fact that I want to lose weight and I'm doing it for show, I feel that we tend to lose steam very quickly. Because there's no strength in doing things for show.
Yeah, doing what appears to be the right thing, but for the wrong reason, does not give the nourishment.
No, to keep going. Because to keep a resolution, you need some kind of strength to keep doing it.
Yeah.
And that strength, really, you lose steam very quickly.
Well, you know, this thing about keeping resolutions, since 90-some percent of our behavior is just unconscious, how we drive the car, we're not paying attention to everything. In that, then as we program to do good behaviors, for example, going to bed without brushing one's teeth seems like, ugh. So that's a habit that we don't question, and it's functional. But we can drop bad habits just with a little bit of practice, and we can take up good habits with a small amount of practice.
Yeah, and also if I do have a resolution, I don't ever say I'm not going to do it for the next year. Because it just is a really long period of time. I tend to create a pattern in 1 month. And in that 1 month, a pattern is created.
And actually, in Great Temptation, you might say, for right now, today, I'm not going to. People in 12-step programs have some, keeping sober on whatever addiction.
Yeah, and they're very
is.
Successful, many of them.
And having a sponsor is very important. Certainly, accountability, getting together and communicating. Cleaning up messes? I mean, there's a lot of what you're talking about here. I hadn't thought of it until just this moment, but it really relates to a good 12-step program
right,
for many people.
Right.
Or that taps into many
right,
things you're
right.
talking about.
You know, this might be counterintuitive to
yeah.
I'm not perfect,
yeah.
but there is a sense for me that I've accomplished it.
Yeah.
I've done this before, and to visualize me doing it and me having done it before, which is different from I'm so
yeah.
much better, or I'm
yeah,
so perfect.
It.
And I feel that really helps.
Yeah, when you visualize in a funny way, you're believing in yourself at that moment. You're seeing yourself on the other side of the temptation river.
Exactly. That if, let's say, I want to give up smoking, I clearly visualize myself clean, no smoking, none of those things. And so that I keep visualizing it, and I see myself already having accomplished it. And what happens is, there are two things that happen. Not only that strength of that vision helps me,
yeah.
but also I don't think so much.
Uh-huh.
Because thinking dissipates our strength.
Yeah. And that thinking,
too much,
that's
yeah.
that, it isn't that you don't have good critical thinking skills, it's that commentary we make to ourselves, oh gosh, is it dinner time yet? Or, oh, I haven't had a cigarette in 2 hours. How can I survive? Or, am I nervous? Would I like it? That's monkey brain chatter
that we
run through.
Right.
So, in keeping commitments is part of the integrity package that we relate to other people. So, that no one will know is a terrible excuse for not keeping a personal commitment to oneself.
Yeah, because you'll know.
And that's the only
thing. You know, wherever you
really
go,
yeah.
other people might not be there, but you'll be there.
Yeah, I recently promised a friend who was running for election, for office, that I would vote for him that next day. And the 1 hour I had, it was torrential rain. And my wife said, why are you going out in that? And I said, I promised him I would go. And she said, he has no idea. And I just had to say, I have an idea. I know. I have to do it. I think that gives a lot. Here's the paradox of that. I think it gives a lot of freedom that you're not second-guessing commitments. Now, here's the other piece then. Part of this is being our word rather than being our whim of the moment, it would seem.
Right. You know, it's interesting you have to say that, because nowadays people's word doesn't seem to mean anything.
Yeah, I find that troubling.
But I feel for me to genuinely feel better,
yeah,
I have to get that right. My word should mean something.
Yeah. So within that, your word to yourself, though, is the ultimate word.
Right.
And that's the
commitment. Either way, I feel if I can't keep my word to myself, I can't keep my word to other people. If I can't keep my word
absolutely
to other people, then I won't be able to do it to myself.
So within that, once again, the way to believe in yourself is to believe yourself. That means start, and for me, it starts small and build. Make small commitments to yourself, and then keep it. And over time, your unconscious mind, when you make a commitment, will say, of course we do that. If I say I'll do it, then I will do it. If I say I'm going to drive to Tallahassee next week, I will drive to Tallahassee. And something you've pointed out in the past is saying, I will try to drive to Tallahassee, is almost like saying, but you and I know I'm really not going.
Yeah, and any time someone says they're going to try, automatically I think, but that's not
yeah.
going to happen.
Yeah. And that is actually asking for approval without having any intention of following through with it. Well, I'll try to be there if I can.
Yeah.
Therefore, in resolutions, it seems to me for success in life, success in happiness, our spiritual practice, it's very important that we run out of excuses. In other words, there's always an excuse for something that we didn't do, but the only real reason is we didn't do it.
Right. You know, I feel all of us have the pen of destiny in our hands. We can do anything. we just need two things. You know, like when you write a pen,
right.
You need God's help and you need determination. And you're just your own word. Determination that you're going to keep your own word. You're going to do this.
So within the pen of destiny then, with every commitment, with every promise we make to ourselves and others, we are writing the future of ourselves and our relationships.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you, Sheree.
Thank you, Dan.
And thank you for joining us. Good evening.